The graduation is a lie. Your principal never understood what you are. The faculty as a whole never gave a damn. On their first day of work, they muttered, "Fake it until you make it." And indeed, they faked it. And will now spend decades bringing a fraudulent paycheck home just to put food on their table. Ultimately, nobody understood why some of you freaked out, lost it, or lost themselves, or took to self-destructive behavior. Those who tried to understand were frightened away by the realization that it was them who was hurting you. More precisely, everything around you, starting from the first day of school, was so low effort, so misunderstood, so poisoned by liars, and so ineffective as to be functionally fake. You studied economics, geography, government, national history, and world history. But your knowledge of any of this measures but a fraction of a short, well-narrated, and celebrated book. Your years of study amount to less knowledge than a handful of narrated books. And all added up together, you can't create anything. You can't turn it into a business. You will have to continue taking more classes until they look good on an inflated and dishonest resume, and then you will get hired only to replace someone who already asked for too many raises or took too many mental health days off. High school set you up to spend all your parents' money and all the money you have and all the money you can borrow on more ineffective education. Student loans are not forgivable by bankruptcy or anything else. They will be forcefully removed from your paycheck. Some former students are still paying it all off well into their 60s and perhaps beyond. You have been betrayed for paychecks. Teachers, despite saying otherwise, have an easy job. They can't get fired, they can only get transferred. And they know that they can create a really bad curriculum that looks really good, but will force you to memorize. And despite them saying to the contrary, memorization is precisely what they want. This is why they tolerate it. As far as tests are concerned, memorization or cramming is indistinguishable from real education. And much beyond that, they don't care. Memorization will do nothing for you, and everything for them. Your grades are fake, and subject divisions were useless. No matter how neatly they looked on paper, they were utterly useless, because that is not how we learn, and certainly we cannot learn when we are stressed out. Worst yet, you were tricked into thinking that you are not perfectly brilliant, so that you sat there quietly and the fraud could continue unimpeded with the least amount of effort. It was all just a way to sell you out for paychecks. You have just met, face to face, with the man who sold the world. Now, they will be celebrating getting rid of you before you figure it all out, and starting with a fresh batch of trusting student, your replacement. Your replacement wouldn't understand you trying to warn them any more than you understand the greater parts of this text. But you know it's true. You were so stressed out by the threat of a low GPA or even being held back and laughed at that after years of algebra 2, geometry, statistics, trigonometry, and calculus, you don't actually know math. Biology, chemistry, earth sciences, space sciences, physics. And if you had to live in the country due to mutually assured destruction failure that the other men who sold the world brought on, your crops would not grow, your medicine would not work, and physics could not be more useless for you. This is not a real education. Do you see? Celebrating graduation where your education is so ineffective as to be fake is a tragedy. Trusting other people to teach you over trusting yourself to learn for real was not a very wise idea. Your teachers are not fully aware of what they have done. If cornered, they will only say the same thing that just came to your mind as well. How was I supposed to know? And indeed, this is a multi-generational and cultural failure. There is no time to point fingers. There is absolutely no time to blame anybody. You still need a real education. You have to learn everything that you were cheated out of for real, and then a lot more. To begin, you must understand that stress destroys knowledge. Perhaps an evolutionary adaptation? So you will need to find peace and serenity first. And then begin consuming narrated audiobooks. Hundreds, thousands of them. You know this is true. If stress surrounds you already, perhaps you can try to section hike the Appalachian, Pacific Crest, and Continental Divide trails to push it all away. Listen, non-fiction celebrated by clear-thinking intellectuals from all around the world is your fastest way towards the intellectual inheritance that has been stolen from you. Do not ask how you will find the time for all this. This is a crisis. This is a war for the health of your mind and the right to a future that is truly worthy of you, a future that is yours. Without you inheriting from thousands of narrated books, the next thing to betray you will be your career, your boss, your company. Like fake education, it will all fly over your head until it's too late and make you suffer obesity, premature aging, and mental health issues that stem from a lifetime of stress. All I can really help you understand is that you need powerful stories from books, because above all else, human beings are listeners. You need to get ahead of the people hoping to turn you into a cog to their own blind machine and live your own life. You have to grow up but not to some end. You are not allowed to stop part way. You have to grow all the way up until you become a great being. Do not worry. So as long as all the steps ahead of you are honest and your demand for authenticity is unrelenting, the future ahead of you will correct its course and become brighter, wiser, healthier, and stronger.